Hour. Dex Stephens, good day. Program. Ah! Things that you need to know. Yesterday on this program, there was a problem with one of the people that works on the air with me, and so I immediately dispatched all of the effort that I could to try to handle what was a really difficult situation for me personally and for the people on the program and more for the people who listen to the program, because Jennifer Horn decided in her come-uppity way that she would go somewhere else and try to find out whether the grass was greener somewhere else. It didn't take long for her to figure out the grass was pretty green right here. So she is back now, April Fools.
Although the people in this hour were privy to the trick. So this is a lesson. You have to listen in this hour to see what's going on throughout the whole show, I think.
Right. No, later on we have to have people listening.
Yeah, that too.
That too.
All the hours.
People listening all the time.
Yes.
All right, coming up here in this hour of the Good Day program, some farm news. Also, that Princeton op-ed piece has created a lot of stir. The one, you know, that encourages female students to find a husband?
Yeah, what was that about?
I don't know. We'll find out in a few minutes. Right now, though, I want to focus on yesterday and the real first day of the baseball season, which I thought was marked well by some things that were done at Yankee Stadium. The names streaming slowly down on the video board in center field of the 20 children and the 6 teachers who died in the Sandy Hook school. Did you see that, fans? There were 50,000 fans there on their feet, wow. Silent as could be. And the players standing on the field with their hat over their heart. The center fielder for the Red Sox said it was tough seeing all those names scrolling through. His name is Jacoby Ellsbury. Mm-hmm. Before the season opener against the Red Sox, the Yankees held a tribute to the victims of the school shootings and honored first responders who rushed into the school. During the moment of silence, the honor guard included members of the Newtown police and firefighters. Major League Baseball asked all teams to wear patches on their uniforms during the opening day to honor those who were affected by the shooting. Every patch includes the town of Newtown seal, a black memorial ribbon, and 26 small stars. I saw the general manager of Washington, Richie probably saw this because he went to the game yesterday, attached a patch to a lapel on his suit. "It's so we don't forget about these people," he said, tapping the patch with his hand. "It honors them, keeps them in our thoughts." Two of the first responders spoke to reporters before the game. The repercussions of the shooting still being felt everywhere except in the Senate and the House of the United States, where gun control and gun filibusters and discussion of this event in Connecticut has basically been drowned out by the NRA and their money. That's the way I see it. Anyway, anybody got any comments? 888-302-3684. Jennifer, and I don't know how much attention you may have paid to this yesterday, but I wonder what you and others think about the statement that I just made, given the fact that it was as much of a focus then and has been and then yesterday, and the fact that they can't seem to get gun legislation through. Well, mostly because
Are you wanting gun legislation to go through?
I want something to happen. I don't know that I like what's there now.
I mean, I don't think there's any good answer here. I mean, if you look at all of these shootings, they've all been perpetrated by people with mentally ill problems.
We're talking about here is, and it's a threefold thing, and it hasn't been. The only time Obama's ever said anything about all three of these things is when they set out what the problem is. And so when I think of gun legislation, I think of it as a three-pronged deal. That is, it either deals with the element or the instrument itself, mm-hmm. or deals with the problem of mental illness and people who get guns, or the influence that violence in general. I mean, look at some of this crap on television and tell me that doesn't affect people who are watching it. If you're normal and you're healthy, fine. But if you aren't, Do we need to, somebody suggested, this is really crazy, but maybe it isn't so crazy after all, that there now be warnings. I mean, in some circumstances, I think it's only on cable, but I stand to be corrected, there are labels like you have in the movies.
Well, they are. I mean, on TV, it gives you a little suggestion if there's mature content in the corner of the screen. You know, this is going to shock you, but I actually have a thing that I think we should do. That is that I think that we should require everyone to learn how to use a gun probably around the age of middle school.
Really?
I do. And I think that because when people actually hold a gun in their hand and they learn how to use it the right and responsible way, they'll have respect for what the weapon can do instead of just learning about how they can use them in video games and, you know, on TV. And I think that would be a powerful tool. I also think that we don't really need to change the registry system. We already have a registry. And I think any legislation that suggests that we should. Well, let me finish.
Okay.
I think any legislation. Well, you know, you asked me, so now I get to play.
Really?
One day.
I know, and she's getting hoity-toity already, but I think that there already is a registry system, and the only people that will use the registry system are law-abiding citizens. So the only other element that I could add to what we're currently doing is to find a way that we can add an amendment to HIPAA, which is the Privacy Act for patients, because I do think that there should be a registry, whether or not it takes away some people's privacy. But if you are mentally ill, I think that there should be something. I think that we should have that. I think that gun salespeople should be able to check into that registry to make sure that he's not selling a gun to a crazy person. I think that's where we need to make a change.
Okay, that may be one step. Another step is to deal with those who are buying guns privately. There's no reason why the people who buy at a, let's say, any gun shop have to go through one rigger and somebody who buys from their next door neighbor doesn't. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, that's illegal to do anyway, isn't it?
No. It is not. There is the provision. One of the things that is part of the filibuster, unless I understand it incorrectly, or the proposal, the gun legislation, is to require that sales through private parties have the same rigor as do those where you go.
I would go with that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, a lot of people buy their guns. I mean, this is what I get at, is that the bad people are going to buy their guns on the street like they have been forever.
Yep.
And the crazy people still go through and pass through the system right now. So, you know, it's like you've got to make that change. I think adding anything else that is in legislation right now that Harry Reid's passing through the Senate is ridiculous. It's just a waste of time and money, and it's stupid.
All right, Jennifer.
It is.
Get that
don't hold back.
Meanwhile, yesterday, the prosecutors in the Aurora movie theater shooter case, guy's name is James Holmes, the DA there.
Another crazy person.
Completely. Made the decision that they would seek the death penalty for this guy. 12 people killed, 70 people hurt. So is that appropriate?
Yeah.
There are two sides to that story, two sides of that coin, whether or not he has to live with it for the rest of his life or not.
He's beyond it, though. I mean, you look at him, and he's just checked out. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think I'm kind of glad they went that way, whether or not he'll get it, because I think they'll end up playing that mentally ill card. It'll be interesting to see. But
well, it's expensive also.
It is.
It's, to go through all of that.
But it's also closure for the victims' families. I told you before, I struggle with that death penalty. I struggle with it because it's hard to condemn anybody to anything, but when a friend of mine lost her grandparents to the night stalker Richard Ramirez, and she said, "This is the only way I'm going to get closure," then, you know, I respect that as a victim.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. We'll find out whether any of these things that we're talking about with regard to gun control have sustenance or substance with some of the folks listening to us through Twitter and Facebook. Do you treat your car better than you treat your heart? 168 hours in a week. 8,736 hours in a year, year after year after year after year, under all types of conditions. Your heart gets no vacation. It works as long as you live. Do you think about that? Realizing that every day your heart needs to produce the amount of energy equal to driving a truck 20 miles? During an average lifetime, that's enough energy generated to drive you to the moon and back. So as you can imagine, your heart has huge demands for nutrition and energy. It needs high-octane fuel. It needs regular maintenance. You have 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body. Did you realize that? A lot of people don't do anything except take their heart for granted until something related to your heart goes haywire. Your blood pressure gets high, you have high cholesterol, other heart issues. So if that's the way you're treating your heart, perhaps you might want to take a moment to think about what you do now that I pointed this out to maintain your heart. If there's high cholesterol, certainly can lead to heart disease, can lead to stroke. You don't want that. That's why I always suggest and have for well over a year, the way to lower your cholesterol is the all-natural approach from Italy. Cardiol has 9 natural ingredients. They work together to reduce cholesterol levels in your system, lower the bad fats known as triglycerides. Cardiol is used day after day by thousands of people in this country. And the makers of Cardiol are so confident that it'll work well for you, they've offered a free 30-day trial so you can find out for yourself. You pay shipping and handling. Check the Doug free trial when you order online at cardiol.net/Doug, cardiol.net/DOUG, or you can call 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424 when you want to get on the Cardiol bandwagon. This is a great way to do it. And by the way, don't forget when you're calling them to ask about the cholesterol home test kit so you can monitor your own blood. That's again done by calling 888-809-6424.
That Hotels.com April shower sale is incredible.
I know.
I can't believe how much money we saved.
Don't say that too loudly. If the bellhops hear how much we saved, they'll be on us looking for big tips.
Too late.
Hi, folks. Take your bag.
Throw your limo.
Wow.
Can I bring you extra towels?
How about a club sandwich?
I can carry you down the stairs.
Throw it on roast petals.
The Hotels.com April shower sale. On now through April 29th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Excuse me, sir. It's a large day here on Good Day. Let's see here. We have anything? I want to give short shrift to Kim Jong-un. And the short shrift I give to him is he better look his northern border over carefully today because the Chinese are putting a number. How many troops, according to that story, Kenny?
It didn't say just
lots.
The Chinese military. Yeah.
Look out.
Got to watch out, Mr. Un. You don't want to make everybody mad.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
TV last night. We'll start with the usual suspects, Conan and Letterman, but then Jay Leno and Jimmy Fallon with excerpts from their two programs, but then we put the two of them together. Stand by.
It's an honor to be with you, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you how I came to be with you this evening. My bosses at CBS here in Atlanta told me I could do a week of shows anywhere in the world. So I told them Paris, France. They said Atlanta it is. Now, this whole week, we've moved the show from Los Angeles to Atlanta. So think about it. We have gone from the town where they make hundreds of movies a year to the town where they make hundreds of Tyler Perry movies a year. They made three as I was saying that joke. Well, my favorite story of the week. Don't get more redneck than this. Guy in Pennsylvania arrested for using a handgun to hunt deer in a Walmart parking lot. Yeah. When the cops asked him why he was hunting deer in a Walmart parking lot, he said, well, at Costco, you got to shoot 10 at a time. See, in Walmart. Oh, and a San Jose man arrested for deliberately driving his Oldsmobile Cutlass through the front door of a Walmart. Drove the Oldsmobile through the front door of the Walmart. Isn't that unbelievable? Something American made inside a Walmart? That's amazing. Well, during his meeting with the Pope, with Pope Francis last week, Pope Benedict, the outgoing Pope, said that he will spend his retirement hidden from the world. Unless, of course, he gets a better offer from the Fox Network. Then he might move. But he didn't say what. He didn't say exactly.
Today they have the big Easter egg roll, the Easter egg hunt on the White House lawn in Washington. And I don't know. I mean, first of all, it's the day after. Right. And, you know, Michelle Obama is all about eating healthy. So this year they hid only the egg whites. I'll tell you, when you're the president and you're living in the White House, something always goes wrong. Something always goes wrong. They're having the big Easter egg hunt. Listen to what happened today. One kid, there's always one of these kids, a really eager, competitive, ambitious kid. One kid found two dozen eggs, and a couple of missing Nixon tapes.
You guys, some political news here. President Obama is getting ready to unveil his new budget 9 weeks after its original due date. Or as his dog, Bo, put it, yeah, I ate the first draft. I know the drill. Here we go. I've done this. Speaking of Obama, a group of priests, ministers, and rabbis are calling on President Obama to stop the White House drone program. The priests, ministers, and rabbis weren't planning on working together, but they happened to walk into the same bar.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, kid. How you holding up?
Okay, I guess. You?
Yeah, I'll live. I've been through this before, you know. Gotta admit, I get a little sick of all this.
Hey, Jay, can I ask you something? We're still friends, right?
Yeah. Of course we're still friends.
That's good.
Only you, every night you throw. chasing you. They think I can woo the demo.
So the network said, here's an idea. Pack your bags, take a hike, NBC. I like you, you like me, we're okay. Tonight, tonight, who cares who falls tonight? People just what I'm like the next day.
That almost reduces me to tears. So was this on the Fallon show or the Tonight Show or both?
It was a bridge between the two.
It was. Yeah. Very good. Jay Leno. Jay's got a great voice. Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, but who would have known? I think Jimmy Fallon has sung before, so you hear him doing that. But a parody on what's happening with the Tonight Show. Very well done. Very funny. 29 past the hour on Good Day.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was at night. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle was safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
If you're lost in a
home, or you're singing, it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again. HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. We'll be joined by Andrea Metcalf, who is our fitness guru, to get you into shape. But I want to take a couple of phone calls first. Richie, is that okay if I take a couple
Absolutely.
Of phone calls? You don't mind doing
No,
that.
No, please.
I always have to check with Rich. I don't want to do anything that he doesn't want me to do, doesn't think I should be doing. Now, let's see.
You have free reigns right now.
I have.
Run with them.
Ooh,
I may,
enjoy.
Right. I would like to be able to do that, except that my technology is not working to serve me well. So
no, you punched up Mike.
Oh, did I? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mike.
Yes.
How you do?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're well, thank you. And how about you, Mike?
Still kicking.
That's good. Who are you kicking? Yeah, I want to know who you're kicking, though.
Just me.
Really? You got a long leg, eh? The long leg of Mike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. So you have, we've been talking off and on the usual stuff about the gun filibuster and the shooters and gun control and what to do and blah, blah, blah. So you wanted to be heard, and I'm happy to give you a moment or two of our important time.
That's the best part about your show.
Okay.
Well,
you can be the best part of the show.
Maybe.
Convince us.
The solution is everybody gets a gun.
Yeah.
But a bullet costs you $5,000.
That's a way to solve it.
There you go.
That's kind of happening.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to get in line for ammunition now. I mean, it's hard to get. There's less of it.
That's a good suggestion. All right, Mike, we'll take that into consideration. And now, David, Richie, I am pushing this. There it is. Dave, let me
hold on a minute. You got something going on
we
here.
We got two.
Yeah,
for the price
what
of
you
one
here, brother.
I'm not sure this is working.
This is behind the scenes stuff. Sometimes doesn't work.
Yeah.
They just don't work.
All right, there you go. There's David.
David,
hello,
are you there?
Sir.
Hello.
Yes.
How
I
are you doing?
I just wanted to reinforce a comment, and I have a burning question inspired by you. First,
really? Okay.
I agree with what Jen said about enforcing the laws and putting teeth into the mental health portion of it.
Yeah.
Now, here's the part you inspired. I remember you mentioned that the 500 teens in Chicago who died in a restrictive gun city were ignored. Yet, when it came to Sandy Hook, it was, how would you say, a national tragedy. So to paraphrase Orwell, are we saying that all deaths are tragic, but some deaths are more tragic than others?
Yes.
Some people are less American than others?
well, I don't know about less American, but I think there is an extreme prejudice in the part of mostly the white-controlled news media. And, yeah, the people not taking away from what happened in Newtown. You heard me talking about what happened at the game yesterday in New York City. That was, I think, especially appropriate. I think all of this focus on Newtown is especially appropriate. What I think is inappropriate is the news media's convenient forgetting about 500 black kids getting shot and killed in Chicago last year, and many other cities, Los Angeles, God knows how many black kids got shot up in South Central last year, or New York City, but it isn't all at once. You see, Dave, that's what they'll say, well, it wasn't something that happened all at once, it's been two or three a day, so why would we pay attention? That's no news. If only two or three black kids a day get shot and killed in Chicago, it's not news. But in Newtown, Connecticut, where 20 kids and six teachers get shot up, that's news. See the difference?
I agree. And one last thing. As a former infantryman, I remember I was home one day and my son was playing one of these video games that was so horrifyingly realistic that I had to take him aside and explain to him the reason between reality and fantasy, that as an infantryman, I just was horrified by all this.
Yep.
And he was shocked to hear that every morning I would pray for God to keep us from war, and every night for the idiots that we call political leaders not to do anything stupid.
Well, we put them there. If we're not pleased with them, it's because we haven't done our job. David, thanks for the call. 888-302-3684 on the Good Day program in a moment. Let's get the stretching. Let's get the muscles. Let's get the body working. Andrea Metcalf is going to put us into that gear in a moment here on Good Day.
If you're lost in a zone,
home,
or you're singing,
it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on, carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
This is a Multiview special report brought to you by General Mills. Before award season takes its final bow, it's time for the people to show off their good taste by awarding the best food experiences across the USA. The Munchies People's Choice Food Awards are back. Once again, the public can vote for their personal favorites in the world of food. TV personality and chef Andrew Zimmern.
I've partnered with Tablespoon.com on the Munchies, the first ever People's Choice Food Awards. Together, we're going to celebrate everything we love about food in America. We assembled a panel of experts from all areas of the culinary world to come up with a short list of their personal food favorites. Now, we need your vote to help determine who is really the best of the best.
The people can view the Munchies nominees on Tablespoon.com from April 1st to April 30th and vote for their favorites once a day. The Munchies winners will be announced in early May. For more information and to vote, visit tablespoon.com/themunchies. I'm Dan Marin.
Munchies.
Hey. Tablespoon. Somebody go there. Kenny, go to tablespoon.com and see what we get there. Maybe that's a new link that we have to put up on Facebook with all the other things that we have there. We have, by the way, at Facebook today, what we're doing, Kenny is, through social media, passing around the Good Day crowdfunding song. Richie, you gotta listen to it. Well, actually, if we have time, we'll play it in a few minutes after we get done with Andrea. But if you have a moment, go to the Doug Steffen website, video of the day. is the first song ever written for the Good Day crowdfunding reality radio program, and it is hysterical. If I do, everybody who's listened to it thinks that it is really a lot of fun. So we get to that after we get to Andrea Metcalf. If you're new to the program, or if you don't know who Andrea is, Andrea wrote a book, and this is how I got to her a couple, 3 years ago. I saw Naked Fitness in a bookstore, and I look at this book, and here's this very attractive lady. So, of course, I'm figuring she's going to be somewhere in the book naked. That's just the way I think.
That's the way guys think.
It is the way guys think, and that's why the book sold as well as it did and has.
She's no dumb cookie.
She is not a dumb cookie. She's a smart cookie. Andrea Metcalf is here. Check her out. Any of her books, et cetera, at AndreaMetcalf.com. One of the things that people, as they exercise, whether it's early in the morning, middays, and by the way, what is the best time? If you're up and about at this time of day, or at the end of the day, middle of the day, is there a time in the day that it is best to exercise? I mean that in sort of general terms.
Well, the best time to exercise is definitely in when you can fit it into your schedule, but for your body, it's around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, believe it or not.
Why?
Because that's when your circadian rhythm, your cortisol is at its highest peak. You've been around light exposed for the longest amount of time, and so it will help your body the best at around that time in the afternoon. But most of us have day jobs, and we can't just go out and take a walk at 2 o'clock. So the key then is to do it maybe first thing in the morning so you don't have an excuse. And those people tend to do more consistent exercises. How about
really?
That?
All right, so first thing in the morning, it's good. If you exercise at the end of the day, which is when I tend to do it.
That's what I do, yeah.
Does it keep you awake? Does it get things going in your body? See, I've always found if I spend maybe 10, 12, 14 minutes downstairs in my gym, I will sleep better. It makes me tired.
Yeah.
But I've heard that a lot of people, Richie, have said, no, it gets your body all charged up, and then it takes a while for it to come down. That isn't the case with me, and obviously with Richie, but is that the case with most people? What are you laughing at?
It's just cute. It puts you to sleep.
Well, it has put me to sleep. But what do you say, Andrea?
Yeah, well, I think gentle exercise or something that really fatigues you certainly will put you in the mood for sleep, and everyone's definitely different. But you know, like I said, I think the main thing is do it when you can. Don't make an excuse that I'm doing it before bedtime and I might stay up. You know, you could do that if you have too many cups of coffee. So
well,
I can't say you're consistent. That's the real key.
Not to put too fine a point on it, but if you make love before, what's the old joke about men? Just before they go to sleep. Right?
True.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Good night. Good night, sweetheart.
Well, it's time to go.
Well, they needed to stay up, and then they're out of sleep.
Yep.
I take offense at that. I don't need a sandwich. Okay. So, next. Okay. I think I've hit a spot with Andrea, as a matter of fact, with that. So, next thing to consider when it comes to exercising, there are a lot of people, and I may be one of them in this department as well. Sometimes it hurts to exercise, and so I don't know if pain, I don't use painkillers, but I'll take a leave like I did yesterday, as a matter of fact, take some a leave. And one wonders if that's good before exercise. Is it good for you or bad for you, your body, your gut, whatever? What do you say?
You take an anti-inflammatory before you go out and work out?
Yeah, if you have something, if you've been exercising, for example, my elbow bothers me every once in a while, and my back bothers me once in a while, so I might take a couple of, not a couple, maybe I just take one. I don't always, but it depends. So I'm wondering,
preventatively, so that your elbow doesn't hurt when
right.
you work out, right?
Yeah, but I've read someplace that stuff is not good for your stomach, especially if you don't have a lot of food in it. If you're vigorously exercising, that might not be a smart thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's really a question for you and your doctor. I mean, for some people, you need to have that pain relief in order to get the body starts to move.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, then, you know, certainly an anti-inflammatory over-the-counter pain medication might be a good idea. However, my biggest concern is would you feel if you pushed yourself too far or you actually injured that joint, because you mentioned it was a joint, your elbow and your back,
right?
And cause more injury. So my inclination would be not to take it before, but take it after. I mean, we usually work within 10 to 20 minutes anyway.
Yeah.
And you should have something to eat before you work out, even if that's just a juice or water, some type of beverage, to hydrate the body and to provide some quick carbs.
You should. You're saying you should have something in your stomach.
I can tell you that the one time I went on a Saturday morning to Taekwondo without anything to drink, I was late running in, start working out. Next thing I knew, I was on the floor, totally passed out.
Yeah.
I learned my lesson the hard way. So definitely eat something, even if it's just throwing down a banana, a piece of toast, and some orange juice and water or something.
All right, so you heard your mother say, listen to your mother. In this case, listen to Andrea. Check out her website, AndreaMetcalf.com, for proven exercise techniques. No matter whether you're trying to be healthier, more fit, develop muscle, whatever it is, more strength, it's all part of her routine. She's very thorough. Check out AndreaMetcalf.com. Thank you, Andrea. It's 13 and a half for the hour on Good Day. Coming up, the new crowdfunding song here on Good Day.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
All right, you know that we have spent a lot of time the last week or 10 days focusing on this new thing called crowdfunding. I have a special button for it at DougStephan.com, which brings you into a way that you can help yourself in terms of starting a new business. Maybe you have a cause that needs some energetic money, individuals needing to raise money for something, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. You have to understand your goal, how much money you need, and who would be interested in participating, and it's all explained at the Good Day crowdfunding button at DougStephan.com, where you can join our crowdfunding effort and I think actually help yourself a great deal. We've created or composed a song which is aimed at, I think this is going to get viral. We think that it's actually kind of amusing and fun, so we have a bit of it here as we introduce Good Day crowdfunding with the Good Day crowdfunding theme song.
Big crowdfunders, we got golden fingers and we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about money and we sing about truth, that $100 a throw. We seek all kinds of bills that give us all kinds of thrills, but the thrill we'll never know is the thrill it's gonna get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Indiegogo. Indiegogo, wanna see my picture on the cover? Wanna send five copies to my mother? Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Indiegogo?
That's a good idea.
I got a good day feeling about a crowdfunding hook that'll launch my big dream too. I got no money and a great idea, and I'll do some good for you. Now it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown. Like the crowd that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Indiegogo. Indiegogo, wanna see my picture on the cover? Wanna send five copies to my mother? Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Indiegogo?
right, so you can check out, go to DougStephan.com and click on the button. It'll bring you right into Indiegogo, which for those who, and a lot of people don't know what crowdfunding is, we're all getting schooled here. It's a way to actually, it's a portal to raise the money. Check it out at DougStephan.com.
But we don't have our name out there. If there's one little thing that could make the difference.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
On the Doug Stephan Good Day program, we all know that technology is very important to our lives. At least most people think it is. Some forms of technology. I don't know that we'd say all of them. That would be an overstatement, perhaps. But every day at this time on Tech Talk, we take time to listen to Shelley Palmer, who today focuses with you on Verizon's new version of their text messaging system. We'll find out about that in just a moment here on Good Day.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you can't beat them, copy them. That seems to be the plan Verizon followed when creating the new version of its text messaging system, which now strongly resembles Apple's iMessage system. Like iMessage, Verizon now lets you receive text messages not only on your phone, but on your computer and tablet as well, making sure you'll never miss another late-night text from the boss or a lunchtime reminder from your spouse. Verizon messages run through a web browser on your computer, and it's fully supported by Chrome, Firefox, and Safari. On mobile devices, both Android and iOS, you'll need to download the Verizon Messages app, which can be used alongside or instead of your regular texting app. This newest version is now available in Google Play and the iOS App Store, and it's a significant upgrade over previous versions of the app, which only supported minimal features. Regardless of where you are, Verizon's new Messages helps you succeed in a connected world. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stephan's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you're lost in a
home, or you're singing, it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on, carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
Right. Share the love. So does everybody understand what crowdfunding is all about? Richie thinks that it's probably a good idea to do a primer from time to time, especially since we're as engrossed in it as we are. So I'm going to take a cue. You, and when I say you, I mean Richie, Jennifer to a lesser extent, but Kenny's involved in it because I need his help and expertise in the social media, and Richie's involved because he has a lot of good technical understanding of how all of this stuff works, and Jennifer has a good following on Facebook, so I'm going to...
Oh, thanks. So I'm chopped liver.
Well, no. I think what we're trying to do here, to give you the very basic bottom line of this, crowdfunding, and again, you can go to DougStephan.com and see in the upper right-hand corner a button that says Good Day Crowdfunding. When you click onto that, you'll go to a website called Indiegogo.
Right.
And Indiegogo is one of the many, many, many landing pages where you can go to actually conduct a crowdfund. And you set it up. And as I said, there are tons of these, and we may use a lot of them. But we're going to offer to people who want to learn how to crowdfund to help your business or some event or some cause that you have. We're going to be teaching courses in this every Wednesday afternoon. And I think I should be shot for not knowing this for sure. I think it's at either 11 o'clock or 2 o'clock Eastern Time. And if you go to the same website, the information is going to be there, DougStephan.com, about where to go for the crowdfunding, the webinar of the day. And then we also will offer you, as you get into, you can see by going to Indiegogo what the rewards will be if you donate to the crowdfunding campaign that's there. You can find out how you can, for $100 or $1,000 or $10,000, participate in the program. And it's going to be pretty much like Shark Tank. You'll be able to bring your idea forth and get a lot of exposure for it, and therefore get a lot more money for it. That's the idea. But you have to choose the right crowdfunding platform, and we help you with that as well. So does that help, Richie?
Yeah, that was a very good explanation.
Okay. Right. Boy, am I going to
school on this. You've got a great idea, and you just need the money for the backing. This is the way to do it.
That's much better said. Thank you. That's good. Check out Good Day Crowdfunding at Good Day at DougStephan.com.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun, but the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.